Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road. Now, here's Justin.
Oh, thank you, Brother Dearman. Glad to have you back with us here on Reading the Word. My name is Justin Reed, and as the title of the program is, let's read God's Word. Now, this is program number 121 in our series, and we're going to talk about godly leaders. Godly leaders. But before we get to there, if you want to share this lesson with someone near to you in your life or dear to you in your life, you can do so anytime online at readingtheword.net. That's R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. And all you have to do is click on where it says the radio program. From there, you can find them all. They're arranged by air date and title, so just look for Godly Leaders. You can stream it from the website. You can play it there. You can download it and send it to somebody else, or just share with them the website as well, readingtheword.net. That way we can all study God's Word together, because that is our ultimate goal here on Reading the Word, is that we all become more faithful students of God and His Word. So let's read the Word, shall we? We're going to talk about godly leaders. Godly leaders. You know, you flip on the television set or turn on the radio or open the newspaper, and it's almost like you can't help but see things about leaders, world leaders. One world leader said this, another world leader said that. The leader of the country said this, a leader of a business said that, if you will. I want us to talk about godly leaders. Godly leaders. We're going to be in the book of Joshua. Joshua chapter 1, if you will, for the time that we have set before us today. And as you do that, I want us to think about Joshua. Joshua, the Bible tells us, is the son of Nun. Not that he didn't have any parents. Nun, literally being N-U-N, his father's name, the son of Nun. Joshua was hand-selected to take over for Moses. Moses, the selected leader of God's people. Remember the story of Moses? We find it in the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 1, there goes out a decree that there are too many Egyptians in, or Hebrews, in Egypt, rather. And so all the baby boys should be killed. That's a good way to stop a nation from growing, is it not? And so we see the Pharaoh has all the baby boys ordered to be killed. Chapter 2, we have the drawing out of Moses. His name literally means to draw out. We actually have the first about 80 years of his life in the second chapter of Exodus. And then really we know the last 40 years the best. Chapters 3 and 4, God appears unto Moses through a burning bush and says, I want you to lead my people. Here's how you're going to do it. He offers these excuses, that is Moses, of which God does not allow, God does not take, and has a rebuttal for every excuse that he makes. Chapters 5 and 6 begin the leaving of Exodus, if you will. Moses goes to Pharaoh, well, he and his brother Aaron do, and say, let my people go. Pharaoh will not do it, resulting in the 10 plagues to Egypt, which we've studied here on our program, and they're archived online at readingtheword.net if you want to study them. In fact, we've done most of the book of Exodus, so this is just kind of a hop and a skip and a jump of a review. We see beginning, rather culminating in chapter 12 with the Passover and then the death of the firstborn. Those are your 10 plagues. We see chapter 13, we're preparing to leave Egypt, the Exodus, the title of the book. Chapter 14 is crossing the Red Sea. We get over the Red Sea in Exodus chapter 15, and they praise the Lord. They sing songs of praise unto Him. Chapter 16, we have the manna chapter, where God provided the physical needs of the people. But I want you to key into chapter 17. In Exodus chapter 17, in verse number 9, if you mark in your Bibles, I want you to note here, the Bible says, and Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men, and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in mine hand. The first mention of Joshua found in Scripture, he's just kind of introduced. Joshua is one of the leaders of God's people. In the 17th chapter is the blunder of Moses, which will result to, well, that's setting up the blunder, I should say. The waters at Meribah there, he's told to strike the rock. He strikes the rock. Come back to it in the book of Numbers. Moses told to speak the rock. He strikes it. His disobedience keeps him from the promised land. But we see in Exodus 17 the first mention of Joshua. Now let's read together the first 9 verses of the book of Joshua. Then we'll take us a quick break and come back and talk about godly leaders. Joshua 1 and 1, reading from the King James Translation. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou, all this people, unto the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even to the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and under the great sea toward the going down the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according unto all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee, not to turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. That's our lesson text, Joshua 1:1-9, on godly leaders. Dear friends, we need to pause our study here. Brother Jim Dearman's going to invite you to the services at the Arlington Church of Christ. I'll be back on the other side, and we'll continue reading the Word.
Reading the Word is hosted by Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ in McMinnville. The building is located at 2500 Faulkner Springs Road, just 1.2 miles off 70 on the right. Join us for Sunday worship at 9 a.m., Sunday school at 10 a.m., and worship at 11 a.m. with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Oh, thank you, Brother Dearman. Glad to have you along with us here on Reading the Word. Yes, my name is Justin Reed, and as promised, let's continue reading the Word. If you're just joining us, we're talking about godly leaders in the book of Joshua, chapter 1. We're getting ready to identify four key traits in being a godly leader. Now, if you want to study this lesson again or miss maybe some of it, you can listen to it again online anytime at readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on where it says the radio program. You know, dear friends, leadership is not doing great things. Leadership is getting others to do great things. There's a difference. It's not about you doing it. It's about getting others to do things. So four key aspects from Joshua 1, really verses 6, 7, 8, and 9 on godly leaders. So look at number 1, if you will, from verse number 6. Be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Number one, key to a godly leader is you must be strong and courageous. You must be strong and courageous. In fact, in our lesson text, really these four verses, we're going to see be strong and courageous, or very courageous, three times in four verses. You know, it is important for the leadership to be strong. Leading someone, you want to be confident. You want to be authoritative. You want to be stern when you need to be stern. You want to be strong. You know, it's very courageous to do the right thing. We sing a song, though the wrong, it's in This Is My Father's World, though the wrong seems oft so strong, God is the ruler yet. See, it takes courage to be strong, but being strong makes us good leaders. Look at number 2, godly leaders, verse number 7. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Or do wisely there at the end. Number 2, to be a godly leader, dear friends, we must obey all of God's laws. How many of the laws? Well, God told Joshua, if you want to be prosperous in your doings, you better obey all of God's commands. He says, thou may observe to do according to all the law. to be a godly leader, we must adhere to what God has said to do. All the law. You know, people want to obey God as long as God does not conflict with what they want to do. Yet, dear friends, that's not how God set it up. God says, you do what I do, how I tell you to do it, and you'll be blessed. You know, I'm reminded of what the psalmist says in Psalm 119. The sum of God's word is righteousness. Well, I think about sum is the total, or if you sum it up, you've added all things together. We see Joshua was told he would be a successful leader if he would do all in notice, not to turn to the right hand or to the left. Oh, how many times do people say, I want to follow the Lord, and then they'll turn away to Satan to the right, or to the world to the left, or vice versa. Dear friends, we must obey all of God's laws if we want to be godly leaders. Number three, talking about godly leaders, key into verse number 8 of Joshua 1, if you will. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Number three, to be a godly leader, dear friends, we must meditate on what God has said. We've got to meditate on what God has said. Now, here in our passage said you meditate therein day and night. I think about what David and other psalm writers said, how they love God's word. It is their meditation all the day. There's a difference in reading, thus saith the Lord, and doing. Abiding by meditating. If you're meditating in it, you are spending time, hours upon hours, contemplating Holy Scripture. You know, if you study God's word enough, when you're confronted with temptation to sin, it becomes real easy not to sin. If you are tempted with a particular sin, but you've been studying and you've meditated upon God's word, you can immediately know God said not to do that. To be a godly leader, dear friends, we must meditate on what God has said. And finally, number 4, verse number 9, Joshua chapter 1. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Number 4, to be a godly leader, we must remember that God is with you. You know, I'm reminded of what the Hebrew writer says of Christ in Hebrews 13, about verse 5, that he will never leave us nor forsake us. We sing a song, he will never, never leave me, nor yet forsake me here while I live by faith and do his blessed will. That's the lily of the valley. See, to be a godly leader, I've got to remember if I'm doing what God has said, if I'm abiding or meditating in what he said, obeying all his laws, and being strong and courageous, dear friends, and I know that God is with me. You know, when Paul writes to those in Rome, Romans 8 and 31, if God is for us, who can be against us? That if could also be translated since. Since God is for us, who can be against us? We need to remember that God is with us. You know, when we talk about being a godly leader, you want to lead to success. Success is getting what you want, but happiness is wanting what you get. Can I repeat that? Success is getting what you want, but happiness is wanting what you get. Dear friends, I encourage you to pray for those in authority over us. In fact, we're supposed to do that. Paul tells Timothy that, also mentions it to those in Rome. Pray for those who have authority over us, and that includes rulers and in the church as well. To be a godly leader, we've got to be strong and courageous, obey all of God's laws, meditate upon what God has said, and remember that God is with you. Dear friends, I hope this lesson on godly leaders has been beneficial. Remember, we can all do our part to lead others to Christ, and in that being a godly leader ourselves. ReadingTheWord.net is where you can listen to this again or share it with somebody else. READING, ReadingTheWord.net. Click on where it says Radio Program. From there, you find the one titled Godly Leaders, and you can share it with someone else. The Lord wills, we'll be back the same time next week with another course of study. Appreciate you being with us here on Reading the Word. May the good Lord bless you and may he keep you. Please continue to pray. Thank you for listening.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road in McMinnville.